Yeah. night on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there. Later Pablo Bank is there. What a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. Mr. K performs his read on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Let us K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. On solid ground. Ding being some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
Good. Thank you. 1967, conceived through the media of drugs and Eastern mysticism. And a couple of other things about the LP. The last song there, A Day in the Life, actually started off as being two separate songs. And for the song, the Beatles hired 42 musicians from the London Symphony Orchestra to play simultaneously in different keys to achieve the desired effect. The track, She's Leaving Home, the Beatles never played on it at all. They only sang, and the lyrics for the benefit of Mr. Kite came straight off a poster John bought in an antique shop. It's the Beatle Blitz, right here on Nova, and odds and bods between now and 12. Beatles rarities on Nova. I Want to Hold Your Hand in German and She Loves You, also in German, one from the British Rarities LP and the other one from the American Rarities LP. Now, in 1962, they auditioned for Decca Records and they sang 16 songs to them. And one of those songs was an old Peggy Lee song, Till There Was You, and they failed miserably, got nowhere with the audition. And they auditioned then for EMI, having been turned down by all the other record companies. And for them, as part of their audition, they sang To Ask Me Why, and those two are next.
There were bells on a hill, but I never heard them ringing. No, I never heard them at all, till there was you. There were birds in the sky, I never saw them winging. No, I never saw them at all, till there was you. Then there was music and wonderful roses. They tell me in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn and you. There was love all around, but I never heard it singing. No, I never heard it at all, till there was you. I
favorites, and I have a reason for playing that, because that particular record is the first record George Harrison actually sang lead on. It's a Lennon and McCartney song, Do You Want to Know a Secret? 1963, a great year for them. They had two hit LPs and five number ones. News headlines in 63 were that on August 8th, over £1 million was stolen in the Great Train Robbery, and on November 22nd, President Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. By late 1963, they decided they were the next stage must be films. And the first of four films was A Hard Day's Night, which provided two number ones, Can't Buy Me Love and the title track. From Dublin on 846 kHz medium wave and 88 FM stereo. This is Radio Nova's Beatle Bonanza, where we keep time by citizen. Now the time by citizen is exactly 9 p.m.
Nova News and Weather, I'm Siobhan Purcell. Talks on the crisis in the Falkland Islands have been continuing for most of the day in London, where the American Secretary of State, Mr. Alexander Haig, is meeting the British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, the Foreign Secretary, Mr. Francis Pym, and the Defence Secretary, Mr. John Knott. This afternoon, Mr. Haig broke off the talks for half an hour to make a telephone call to the Argentine Foreign Minister, Mr. Costa Mendes, in Buenos Aires. It's reported that no Argentine warships have been sighted inside the 200-mile zone around the islands since the British Navy blockade began at 5 o'clock this morning. The British House of Commons is to be recalled for a special one-day sitting on Wednesday to discuss the Falkland crisis. The Prime Minister will address the House. The House of Commons is currently in recess. In Argentina, to an area south of Buenos Aires, a blackout exercise is being held this evening in a naval base. The British Naval Task Force is expected to reach the Falklands in about a week's time. And Japan is reported to have decided not to ban imports from Argentina. Offshore oil exploration in the Falkland Islands has not disclosed any major reserves, says the trade journal. Petroleum Information International reports that a U.S. Geological Survey estimated that the area's potential could total between 40 and 200 million barrels of oil, but there has been little exploration. In Northern Ireland, police in Bangor made 10 arrests when rival groups of mods, skinheads and rockers clashed in the town this afternoon. Police had expected trouble and they searched about 1,000 youths for weapons as they arrived on two special trains from Belfast. The Irish National Liberation Army have warned that they intend to step up attacks on the security forces in the north. The threat was made at the Easter commemoration organized by the Irish Republican Socialist Party in Derry. The INLA also threatened to blow up pubs which serve police and soldiers unless they stop doing so within the next fortnight. The organization also said that they carried out recent bomb attacks in Derry, including three recent ones on banks. Three people have been arrested in Derry during some minor stone throwing in the Rossport Street area. About 20 youths were involved in the incident, which lasted for a short time. A 34-year-old woman has been charged at Fleetwood Court in England with the murder of her three young children at the weekend. Mrs. Elaine Morris was found unconscious beside the bodies of her children, 10-year-old Fiona, 7-year-old Alison, and her 16-month-old baby boy Alexander. Mrs. Morris is due to appear in court tomorrow following her release from hospital. In Iran, at least 26 people, including a Kurdish religious leader, have been killed in clashes between revolutionary guards and leftist rebels in western Iran, according to Tehran Radio. Police in North Wales are investigating the shooting of three 18-year-old youths in Gwynedd. They were twins Mark and Michael Otter from Prenton, Birkenhead, and James McElroy from Rockferry, Birkenhead. A single-barrel shotgun was found by McElroy's side. The three were spending the weekend at the Otter family's caravan at a local lake. A home office pathologist has been called in. And finally, in the United States, international publisher Rupert Murdoch has offered to take over the New York Daily News to save the newspaper and his own struggling New York Post. He made the offer to union leaders who fear that the news may close if the loss of 1,600 jobs demanded by the proprietor cannot be agreed. The news has a circulation of about 1.5 million. And the weather forecast, in all areas, it will be dry and cold tonight with sharp ground frost. And that's the Nova News and Weather at 9:04.
Radio Nova.
John Clark!
I'm a loser. I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be. Of all the love I have won or have lost, one love I should never have crossed. She was a girl in a million, my friend. I should have known she would win in the end.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Like a clown, beneath this mask I am wearing a frown. My tears are falling like rain from the sky. Is it for her or myself that I cry?
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser,
it too late. And so it's true, pride comes before a fall. I'm telling you so that you won't lose all.
I'm a loser, and I lost someone who's near to me. I'm a loser, and I'm not what I appear to be.
Roll music if you wanna dance with me. If you wanna.
week, rock and roll music, and I'm a Loser, all from the Beatles For Sale LP, their fourth album. At this stage, people were saying they were coming to the end of their rock and roll stage. The sporting headline from early 1964, Cassius Clay defeats Sonny Liston to become the world's heavyweight boxing champion and changes his name to Muhammad Ali. 1964 was also the year the House of the Rising Sun topped the charts for the Animals. The Rolling Stones had their first number one with It's All Over Now. And by late 64, Tamla Motown had its first British number one with Baby Love from the Supremes. 1965, they had two hit LPs. They had Help and Rubber Soul. We'll play Michelle and Yesterday. But firstly, a song which first came out on the album A Hard Day's Night. And it's a song Paul wrote for his girlfriend of the time, Jane Asher, and they actually became engaged on Christmas Day, 1967. John apparently wrote the middle eight bars, and the one we're playing is coming from the US Rarities album, which includes an extra guitar riff at the very end. So have a listen.
Until I do, I'm hoping you will. holiday specials for April and May. Mallorca, 1 week, only £149. 2 weeks, only £169. Portugal's Algarve, 1 week, only £175. 2 weeks, only £195. All prices plus extras. Hickson Holidays, your bonded tour operator. Erlingus Flights, you're in good hands with Erlingus. Get your brochures from Hickson Holidays, Irish Life Mall, and Galleria Shopping Mall, St. Stephen's Green, near Mirror Mirror.
Hickson Holidays, put the sunshine in your life.
New stock clearances at Northside Stereo and CV Centre, with prices we guarantee will not be beaten in Dublin. VHS videos with remote control, £619. Pioneer car stereos from £109. And mini hi-fis from £245. And see our range of CB equipment. Northside Stereo and CB Centre, 100 yards from Fairview Park. Open till 8 p.m. Monday to Friday and all day Saturday. Phone 333-965.
As part of Murph's 10th anniversary celebration, he's running a free holiday competition each week. This week's first prize is a fabulous budget travel sun holiday. The runner-up wins a weekend for two at a Great Southern hotel. To be eligible, have a meal in Murph's on Baggot Street or Bachelor's Walk to be on your way to the sun.
In stereo.
Today, all my troubles seem so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Yesterday, and at one stage there was at least 119 versions of that song going around. Here's another little oddity. On February the 4th, 1964, when they appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, 50,000 people applied for the 728 available tickets to see the telecast. And while the program was on for an hour, by all accounts, the country experienced the lowest crime rate among teenagers of a decade. Can you believe that? While they're on telly for an hour, the lowest crime rate per decade. Now, in and around this time, they were starting to give up live appearances. And during their shows, they always ended their shows with either of two songs, Long Tall Sally or I'm Down.
You tell lies, thinking I can see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. When you know I'm down, how can you laugh? When you know I'm down, man buys ring, woman throws it away. Same old thing happen every day. I'm down, I'm really down, I'm down.
They normally finish their live performances with I'm Down and Long Tall Sally. Their last live performance anywhere in the world was in San Francisco on August the 29th. And here's a song which first started out having a title of Daisy Hawkins. When Paul McCartney was down looking at shop windows, liked the name Daisy Hawkins, started playing with the name in his head, turned Daisy Hawkins into a rhythm, and finally into a song.
Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. I'm a Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Thank you.
she's beside me, I know I need never care.
LP. The album was called Revolver, and a song called Here, There, and Everywhere, written by Paul, and by all accounts inspired by the Beach Boy song God Only Knows. Well, earlier today we gave out five questions which could win you the first prize of a week's holidays for two in the sunshine, courtesy of Hicks and Holidays. And we're going to repeat the five questions now. Question one was, who did Paul McCartney become engaged to in 1967? Which, in fact, was a little item we gave you a couple of moments ago. Anyway, question one, who did Paul McCartney become engaged to in 1967? Question two, what was Ringo Starr's real name? Question three, which Beatles autobiography was called I, Me, My? Question four, what are the names of John Lennon's two sons? And finally, question five, what was the Beatles' first number one single? And I know that could cause a bit of a problem, so I may as well tell you, it's not Please Please Me, which was listed as the number one record in the Musical Express. It's the other one we want. Anyway, answers two, Beatle Competition, Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. And the first prize is a week's holiday for two in the sunshine, courtesy of Hicks and Holidays. And I'm sure between now and 12 o'clock, we'll repeat those questions again. Here's a track before we leave some of the early recordings of the Beatles. It comes from an LP that they recorded in 14 consecutive hours. Can you believe that? And the LP cost a mere £400 to make. It's a song they didn't write, but it's a nice song. Jerry Goffin and Carol King wrote the song, and this is Anna. Thank you.